This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Welcome to the Good Day American Family Farmer. The object of spending time in this hour with you is to aim you into the direction of where I've spent much of my life. Most of you know, in addition to being a broadcaster, I am a family farmer. I'm a dairyman. And this radio program is aimed at supporting you. Those of you who are family farmers, those of you who are running family businesses that support the ag industry, those of you who are locavores, the movement around the country that has come about as a result of people desiring to know where their food comes from, how it's raised, how it's prepared, how it's brought to you. And this program is aimed at solving problems, looking into circumstances that present themselves, giving you best practices for some of you who are locavores, who are interested in growing your own food. There is a time for that discussion here as well, plus agricultural news input from various sources around the country. Today, I'm joined by two people here on the program. One of them is my co-host on the Good Day program. Victoria Keelan is a New Yorker and has a keen interest in urban composting. She started doing it, and I thought it would make for a great conversation if she joined me and Ken Dunn, who is a driver, professional driver, has a 10-wheeler. He is a recycler, uses his proceeds to feed the hungry, creating organic gardens and vacant lots, and has a very interesting background. Since 1972, if I understand this correctly, Mr. Dunn, you've been running a nonprofit called the Resource Center, and for a number of years, one branch of the center held a contract for removing manure from the stables used by the Chicago Police Department. There's probably a line there that we can use about the Chicago Police Department and how full they are of their own manure when it comes to how they handle the situations there. But this is not a program about that. This is a program about farming. So let's dig into it. I also see that you started City Farm, which takes urban lots. And because you're in Chicago, perhaps that's the best example. But I thought, again, I'd bring Victoria Keelan in here from New York to talk about what she's experiencing there. Welcome to our program. I think you have a great story. So where'd you come from? You a farm kid? How did you start? What's your interest in this from its roots?
Yeah, I came from a farm community in Kansas, and early on was very involved in all aspects, and initially I remember us farming quite in cooperation with the plants, soil, and animals, but as we grew in our debt, we also started insuring our production with herbicides, pesticides, and I felt we weren't handling them properly, and I liked the organic farming better, so I got an education ending up in Chicago in a PhD program in philosophy to find out a way to maintain a production of our food respecting both the planet and the health of our population. So I hit upon organic farming, and where better to start. In 72, I was still a student at the University of Chicago and had been doing that ever since.
Well, the organic movement wasn't really started then, so you must be, from your own definition, on the cutting edge of this, not to use too much of a cornball expression, but that does apply, it seems to me, to you. You were on this a long time before most other people were on it.
Well, actually, to be accurate, I was old school. I'm from an Amish Mennonite community that had never adapted. industrial agricultural techniques. So I knew something from the past that has been viable. Actually, throughout history, civilization has raised its food, being very cooperative with the plants and animals and enhancing their strength to ward off fungi and insects and drought. And so I thought maybe we could return a bit to that.
How does that present to you? Just give us a little bit more on that, will you? That was the way you put that. I thought it was quite fascinating. Give us a little bit more on that philosophy, if you don't mind.
Well, industrial agriculture is a modern invention, and it actually closely follows warfare. A lot of the machinery and chemicals and practices, like the tractors and dive bombers, come from warfare put to use after peace has been declared. And in fact, industrial agriculture is waging war on whatever might lessen the production of the nutrition we want. And organic agriculture is the exact opposite, building strength in the plants through planting properly, manage appropriately with nutritious organic rich soil. So organic agriculture is working with nature to let the plants ward off what might lessen their production. And industrial agriculture is fighting against anything that might diminish production. But in the meantime, it's not always taking care of the health of the planet or the health of the individuals that consume the food.
My God, that's fascinating. I've never thought. I've been a farmer all my life, been around cows all my life. I'm a farmer, a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. And I've never put those two together, although as you told that story quite poetically, it makes nothing but sense when you think about it. And I never thought about it as a person who drives tractors and works on equipment, and I'm thinking about the noises and maybe what the actual drive was to make some of this equipment, and how, I'm thinking about PTO driven vehicles and how that was used in warfare to power some of the weapons of war. That's really a profound statement. I have to think about that for a few moments.
Well, it even goes further. You can tell whether a person is a farmer or has farming in its background by the way they listen and respond. People who don't have agriculture in their background learn to hone skills of using anger and aggressiveness to make their way in the world. A farmer never does. He learns with the plants and animals, anger and aggression don't work. You need to respond quietly to the needs of the other, the plant, the animal, and you'll achieve success. So a farmer is a laid-back, good member of a community, even a member of a diverse community, understanding that everybody's needs are met. There's no conflict, no need to go to war.
You know, this is really profound. I'm thinking about my own experience growing up on the farm. The man who was, my father is not from agriculture. My father's from South Boston and didn't have any connection. Never could really understand why I was so interested in the farm. The man who was my second father, a gentleman named Sam Mayo, was a very sensitive, sweet man who came from a long line. I think he was like the ninth generation farmer in his family. And he taught me how to love the animals and he didn't know. I mean, he didn't say, this animal is loving. He just, through his nature, the way he handled himself, the way he kindly treated the animals, it was something that I learned, and now it's my instinct. I won't let people hurt my animals. I don't slaughter them. I won't allow them to be treated with anything other than respect and dignity, because that's what they deserve. But a lot of people think I'm nuts because they're just cows or they're just animals.
Well, that's the factory farm mentality, which
yeah.
is a factory. It's, you know, the first word in factory farm is it's an industrial factory,
yeah.
and that's
yeah.
a suit running that. That's not a farmer.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a big difference.
A number cruncher, yeah. All right, yeah. let's pause for a moment, and then I want to get into this whole business specifically of urban composting and recycling. Mr. Dunn is a fascinating fellow. Happy to have him here on this week's American Family Farmer on Good Day at 16 past the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan. Plus, an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. A show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton. And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys in?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
This is Good Day's American Family Farmer. Ken Dunn has joined me and my Good Day co-host, Victoria Keelan. Our main focus and discussion is on urban composting, recycling, that sort of thing. I brought in Victoria, Ken, because she, as a resident of New York, has been composting. As a matter of fact, I think it was the first conversation we had. Give us a few seconds, Victoria, on what you're actually doing.
Well, and this is all because of my brother's lovely girlfriend, Paula. She is also a New Yorker. And when I told her that I started to juice a lot, she said, oh, you've got to compost all of the juicing scraps. And, you know, juicing leaves a lot of fruit stuff left over, pulp and everything. And I had no idea that you could compost that. And so I said, well, I don't know what to do. And so she sent me this whole thing, and it's Go Green New York, and it's run by the city. And it's incredible how many, there's like over 50 compost drop-off spots all around Manhattan in the five boroughs. And so it's so easy. I take all of my food scraps, I put it in a paper bag, and I leave them in the freezer. And once a week, I go down to the little farmer's market right near the Museum of Natural History, and I drop it off. And it's this wonderful sense of community, and everyone's there dropping off their compost. It's just it's fabulous. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, well, it's one way of dealing with what people's needs are, for sure. We continue on the Good Day American Family Farmer. Ken Dunn is with us here.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's keep going here on the Good Day American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 23 after the hour with Victoria Keelan. She and I are discussing urban composting with farmer Ken Dunn, who is in Chicago, grew up in Chicago, is creating organic gardens in Chicago. This is where it's all going. I don't know if all of farming is going this way, but I think, Ken, what you're doing is a reaction and not an overreaction to the big, the huge American agribusinesses that are presenting themselves. I'm going to bring in sort of an anecdotal conversation here that proves why this stuff is gaining as much momentum as it is. The other day, the lady in my life and I were talking about the various stores that we shop in. We go to Trader Joe's, we go to the Whole Foods Market, I go to Stop and Shop or to some of the local markets. And she said it's very hard to get good produce because we eat very naturally. Like the other night, we had a whole bunch of veggies and olive oil with some shrimp and a couple other pieces of fish. And, we were talking about how it is that we are finding the produce. And what I realized after thinking about it, going into all these markets as I do myself, the produce all come from the same place. It doesn't make any difference whether it's a low-end store or a mid-range store or a high-end grocery store. If you look at the labels, most all of the produce that's packaged comes from the same place. So whatever they're doing with a markup, we're getting the same stuff. And this is a direct, not indirect, but direct result of the consolidation of the American farm industry, the huge agribusinesses that are more and more controlling the sources of supply, no matter what it is that you're looking for. And so when people see things like you're creating in the urban environment and their locavores, let's get on to this so we can have our own gardens. I don't know if you agree with my supposition there or not, but it's an observation that I find, frankly, interesting.
I do, and I think everybody agrees that we need to connect the consumer more closely with its producer. That's, you get more nutritious food that way when there's less travel, shipping, and processing. But also, throughout history, people have either grown their own food or known the people that grow their food. And I think we should go back to a rule like that, and we can only do that if we start producing more locally and return to some of the practices that have served civilization well throughout the ages, one of which is returning scrap nutrition back to the food cycle. And composting in New York City does that, and that's what we've developed here in the city of Chicago as well.
All right. So how does it, about a minute before I have to pause again, how does what you're doing directly affect the urban farmers? What are they doing with them? Do you bring the material to one location, people go find it there? Well, how does all of this work technically?
Well, the first thing that dictates our practice is that Chicago used to be an industrial city, and just through smokestack emissions, we find there is no soil in the city that is free enough of lead, arsenic, cadmium, atrazine that we would be comfortable with growing our food in. So what are we going to grow in here? Import soil from farms in the country that haven't suffered this industrial pollution? No. We capture the nutrition from the organic matter that's here in town to produce a compost, and we grow only in that compost. So connecting the, completing the food cycle if necessary. So what we have evolved to now is we have five farms in the city, employ 5 to 10 people.
Hold on just a second. We're going to pause for a moment and then come back to your description. This is Ken Dunn, who's with us. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer on Good Day.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vetrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrasa.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vetrasa.com.
Use the discount code CHAIR to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetrasa.com.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You 34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day American Family Farmer, a conversation devoted to the needs of the farming community. My experience in the farming community becomes part of the base, if you will, for my interest in doing this and then spreading the word around the country in various sources, whether it be through this program on the air on lots of great radio stations or the podcast of it. You can find all kinds of connections if you go to facebook.com/good day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Maybe some of the conversations here. We're having Victoria Keelan, who's one of my co-hosts on the Good Day program, and Ken Dunn talking about urban composting, urban gardening in general. As a news note, there are a lot of things that are strange in American agriculture these days. The American beekeeper is one of the people one of the groups of people. I have a friend here in my hometown who's a beekeeper. He informs me a lot about, it's a very tight-knit community. He finds himself, when the bees are doing well, doing quite well economically, but because there are all kinds of problems with, you know, the sprays, the pesticides and stuff. But there's also something new, the bee rustler. Every year at this time, when pollinization season begins, there are thieves in the last 3 or 4 years that go out about the country. They find where the beehives are. I mean, I farm about 800 acres of land, Ken, and probably 4 or 5 different places there are the bee colonies. They set them alongside the cornfields to obviously pollinate their corn. But last year or the year before, somebody came in and stole them all. And
wow.
So, well, this is about the bee shortage. You know, there's a really dramatic problem with bees in our country. And I found it interesting see the bee industry is about a $1.8 billion industry nationwide. There are 1,500 apiaries, which own about 95% of the bees in the country. And there are another 60,000 hobbyists who have about 5% of the bees. So when it's becoming a fairly big business, and beekeepers are now having to guard or enclose the beehives because people are coming in and stealing the bees.
Well, raw honey is so expensive.
Well, it isn't just that. It's what the other benefits of having bees or farmers need them to make sure their crops all get pollinated. So,
well, the bees are endangered because of Monsanto and pesticides and all the things that are, you know,
that causes the endangerment. And now the further endangerment is people stealing them because of the first chain of events causes, okay, I don't have any bees to do my stuff. I'm going to go steal some from somebody who's got them. Because you can't buy them. They're very expensive.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ken, we were talking. Ken Dunn is with us from Chicago. He's an urban composter and a recycler and an urban farmer. In talking about what you're doing, you grow a lot of tomatoes. So you, if I understand what you're doing, you have two things. You collect in your truck the garbage and bring it to a composting center, and or you use it yourself to grow things on your own space. Is that right?
Yes, and as I was saying, we complete the food cycle, which is much more reasonable when you have local production to produce all of our food hundreds of miles away and then sending the compost or the compostable material back to the farms. Doesn't make any sense. But when the food production is local, we can complete the cycle that the nutrition in our scraps can go back to the farms. So our process is actually working primarily in the devastated neighborhoods of this earlier industrial city that has become a rust belt. Many of our communities have 50% of the space vacant and often despoiled, and 50% of the population unemployed and injured by that. And there's organic matter and food waste abundance here in Chicago. So connecting all three which could be negative into one positive, that vacant land gets cleaned up and beautified by farms. People get employment in their own neighborhood. Those neighborhoods get fresh produce at farm stands right there at the farm, and we're completing the food cycle. So our local production solves a number of problems, and I would almost argue there's no problem facing the modern world that can't be solved by getting back to the earlier economy of just producing what people need locally and find ways of exchanging that.
I would agree with that too, yeah. And that's environmentally, you're helping the environment in so many ways. And one of the things I've learned from composting or saving my scraps to compost in New York City, the garbage amount, the number of times we have to take the garbage out is cut in half. So you're really helping the environment in so many ways through all the projects that you're doing, including even purifying the air by planting these urban gardens.
Yeah. So the thing that has evolved over this last 40 years is we produce on vacant land, providing the employment and beautification of the space, and sell two-thirds of the product to restaurants who then contract with us to take away their food waste and compost it and return it, return the nutrition to them, selling them the produce. So this
is so great.
Great idea.
Oh, I love
terrific.
It.
I love it. But you know what it is, Ken and Victoria? It's a perfect example of what America has stood for in terms of entrepreneurial adventures. I'm just waiting for some moronic government official to come in and say, well, we have to inspect the places where you're putting all of the compost, and we have to know that what's in the compost is good for people. Meanwhile, we have chemical fertilizers all over the place spewing not only on the farms but running off into rivers. One of the things that really, and I don't like this term, really kills me, but maybe I mean it really annoys me as a family dairy farmer, I spread my manure on the cornfields and some of the hay fields that I use because, frankly, it's very good for them. I mix a combination of cow manure and horse manure, chicken manure, pig manure, anything that I can find, and mix it all up in this witch's brew, and it really, I mean, it smells awful, but yet it smells good. It's really good. I'm in a suburban area, so people get upset with me. They move into the area where my farm is because they love the bucolic views and stuff, but as soon as I start spreading manure, they start complaining about it. And fortunately, we're a right-to-farm community, so, you know, those people can go pound sand. But still, I wonder what you do, because there are bound to be people that are complaining in Chicago about something, because some people just have to complain about whatever. So, and the composting has to create some sort of odor and sort of residual stuff. What do you do to combat that if it is a problem?
Well, we've evolved a practice that is compatible with people living nearby. The food we collect, the food waste, often smells terrible. We don't stockpile it anywhere ever. It goes directly from the collection truck. The variety of smells that you would get in putrid waste goes immediately into a grinder with the proper balance of drier carbon material that will complement the rich nitrogen-rich wet material. Yeah. And as it goes through the grinder, it gets reduced to small particle size and great mixture, so that what comes out has no smell whatever, unless you could kind of detect in putting it up to your nose as an earthy smell. So the smelly meat or rotted vegetables smell does not remain, but we have a mixture that immediately heats up to 160 degrees to start the composting process within 24 hours. And so we've eliminated the danger of smells from composting by doing an industrial process. This is a $200,000 grinder that runs all this stuff through, which includes sometimes some frozen turkeys, at other times a green side of beef. And it all becomes material that's composting immediately, and within 60 days can be taken to our farm, the nutrition available again for food production.
Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Really, everything is going around and around, and this is what a lot of people fail. Everybody who thinks that the grocery store is where the food comes from needs to listen to a little bit more of this. Stand by. A few more words from Ken Dunn, our urban composter here, as we talk about on the American Family Farmer, the essence of needs that people have. Where does food come from? How do you grow it? How do you get your own? That sort of thing. Food news on the American Family Farmer. The Quaker Oats Company announced this week a granola recall. How many of you eat granola? These are Quaker Oats granola bars. The recall is due to the possible risk of listeria. It's the first time I have ever heard of this, but apparently the sunflowers that they use to make this particular bar have been contaminated. I find that just kind of amazing. Again, down into the weeds, if you pardon the pun. Recall covers only Quaker granola bars, chocolate nut medley, and Quaker granola bars, yogurt, fruit, and nut medley. So if you are eating those, if you're a fan of those, or if you were thinking, hey, this is a good way for me to lose weight, I'm going to take these bars and enjoy granola, it's good for me. In this case, not good for you. This is the American Family Farmer.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids. Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fat.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
All right, we've had time with Ken Dunn, who is an urban composter. You can go to resourcecenterchicago.org if you feel like this is something. I sense, and I was actually thinking about this myself, some entrepreneurial farmers could do this. I remember as a kid, we used to go around to the grocery stores, all the stores, pick up the garbage and feed it to the pigs. We didn't compost it, but now this is another way of dealing with that reality, and Ken Dunn has done such a great job of presenting it. It's an inspiration for people in cities and communities, not to be a city, to try to do this same thing with our resources. So Resource Center Chicago, all one word, resourcecenterchicago.org to find out more about this. Ken, in a 60-second summary, where do you think this is going for you and in the greater sense of how it can be used? Is the sky the limit for you and for this idea?
Well, starting with the notion that farmers know something about relating to the planet and to the animals and the plants that urban citizens don't know, I think we have the solution to many of the problems that face the world just in bringing our food production back locally, everybody eating food that they produce themselves or know who produce it. We can stop thinking we need more experts on conflict resolution. Farmers know it's just listen to the other and respond appropriately, including their needs as well as our own needs. So
yep.
I would say let's start eating locally and knowing our farmer.
Yep. Thank you. Ken Dunn from resourcecenterchicago.org here. In farming news this week, the report by the American National Academy of Science about GMO farming suggesting it's creating super weeds and super resistant bugs affecting the food supply, certainly controversial at least. There are those who say this is becoming a major agricultural problem for the world because the genes inserted into some crops have transferred to wild plants and created a almost like monster weeds. The experts conclude that the emergence of these mutated weeds and pests created by GMO farming is going to be a major agricultural problem, not only in our country, but around the world. In some of the cases, the superweeds have taken over vast tracts of previously productive farmland all around our country. What do you think about that? Thank you, Victoria Keelan, on the Good Day program. Good Day's American Family Farmer.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
When it comes to kids doing chores on the farm. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When I first learned to drive a tractor, I remember needing to slide down off the seat in order to press the clutch pedal. Successful Farming Family and Farmstead editor Lisa Faust-Prater hopes kids wouldn't do that today. She recommends using a job safety analysis to help pick chore assignments for the kids. Download one at agriculture.com/JSA.
Breaking it down step by step just really helps to nail down the hazards with each step and really make clear what steps you need to take to avoid being injured.
Faust-Prater also warns against having the kids with you when you're doing chores.
The kids are running around in the area where mom is, and there's just so much opportunity for them to get injured.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Research Manager Andy Hegenstaller to discuss Encirca Fertility, Product Knowledge Foundation Characterization.
Proper soil fertility management is critical for achieving crop genetic yield potential and maximizing farm profitability. In spite of this, recently released aggregate soil test data indicates that phosphorus and potassium fertility levels are below optimum levels in many fields across the central U.S. Record yield levels and lower commodity prices over the past couple years are likely two drivers for why are we seeing less than optimal fertility in many areas. With record yields come record nutrient removal rate.
What trials or testing is Pioneer doing to better identify certain issues and also provide recommendations?
So at Pioneer, we conduct over 10,000 growing point agronomy trials each year. And this year, in 2016, in order to follow up on what we're seeing on this soil fertility information, we're going to collect soil samples from a subset of these on-farm trials to really look more closely at the relationship between phosphorus and potassium soil test levels and yield, and then also to determine the extent to which soil fertility is limiting crop productivity in corn production. Ultimately, what we want to do with this project is to be able to collect information that we can share with growers to help them better understand the balance between managing input costs around fertilizer application and maximizing revenue when they're making their fertilizer rate decisions. In the end, saving $10 an acre on a fertilizer expense bill isn't going to pencil out if it ends up costing $5 an acre. But at the same time, building soil fertility levels above the critical thresholds to benefit future crops, that's probably not also in the best interest of most growers today. So we want to look at those nutrient levels and the yield levels and use that information to help balance the nutrient checkbook, so to speak. To this end, Pioneer recently released a new software tool that growers can also access to help make soil fertility decisions. The Encirca Yield Fertility Management Service combines yield and soil test data with fertilizer cost information, and that with those things, the grower can allocate nutrients based on the potential return on fertilizer investment for different management zones in the field. Really, at the end of the day, what it does is the Encirca tool generates variable rate applications that are based on integrating the agronomic and economic factors that drive profitability. So we're considering those soil tests, the yield data, and the market price of both the crop and the nutrient that's going to be used. And in the current market, precise soil fertility management is going to be more important than ever. If you'd like to learn more about the Encirca Fertility Service or Pioneer's on-farm research, contact your local Pioneer sales rep or visit Encirca.com.
Thanks, Andy. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.